USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The first official report on the Ethiopian Airlines crash last month that killed 157 people is out, and it says pilots repeatedly did everything Boeing recommended. Ethiopia's transport minister saying that crew repeatedly performed all of the procedures provided by Boeing, but were still unable to control that 737 MAX jet. There's a claim that special counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian election interference is more damaging to President Trump than Attorney General Bill Barr's four-page summary indicates. The New York Times claims it was told so by associates of the special counsel's team. Rudy Giuliani, the president's lawyer, says those associates have leaked false information before.
I can't tell you how much false information they leaked during the course of the investigation. How many people were going to be indicted that didn't get indicted?
Giuliani was speaking on Fox's The Ingram Angle, and this is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust during our Stock the Shop event, like DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Now save $50 on a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit, including a drill, impact driver, charger, and two batteries for just $179. Find even more great deals during our Spring Black Friday sale going on now. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4-7. See store for details. U.S. only.
Investigators and family members of a missing boy are trying to confirm the identity of a teenager who claims he's actually the Illinois boy who went missing in 2011 and that he just escaped from kidnappers in Ohio and ran across a bridge into Kentucky. Police say the 14-year-old they found wandering the streets claims he's Timothy Pitson. Pitson's grandmother says,
I'm very hopeful that it's him and that he's okay and he's been in a good place when he was gone, that he's going to come back to us.
Target will be raising its minimum wage to $13 an hour in June. The giant retailer is saying it's part of its plan to raise the minimum for current and new workers to $15 by 2020. Weekly jobless claims are down to the lowest level in almost a half century. The Labor Department reports 202,000 first-time claims were filed last week. And that's the lowest number since December of 1969. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
North Dakota is moving to ban human dismemberment abortions. The State House passing a measure this week that charges a person with a felony if they perform that type of an abortion unless it's a medical emergency. The bill defines human dismemberment abortion as intentionally dismembering a living unborn child and extracting the unborn child a piece at a time. No criminal charges would be filed against the woman involved, but the bill would take effect 30 days after the U.S. Supreme Court gives states the right to outlaw abortion or if a similar constitutional amendment is adopted. The U.S. Senate Commerce Committee advancing a bill that would do something about those annoying robocalls. The TRACED Act would tell phone companies they have 16 months, or make that 18 months, after it's signed into law to come up with a way to verify calls so people will know exactly who's on the other end, and they must offer the service for free. The lead sponsor, Senator John Thune, says half of all calls to cell phones this year will be robocalls. And a new national poll finds that pets may help older adults cope with mental and physical issues. The University of Michigan poll on healthy aging surveyed over 2,000 older adults. Half of them were pet owners and say their furry friends give them a sense of purpose. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.